Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This year's United Nations-sanctioned International Tea Day, which celebrated women in tea, inspired hundreds of local events that remind the world of tea's cultural impact. Celebrations began early in the day in Rome as FAO Director General Ku Dongyu described the contributions of women whose efforts underpin the industry's economic vitality, social fabric, and sustainable development. A dialogue with empowering women followed his speech, sharing their wisdom and a vision of gender equality and recognition with practical advice on strategies for facilitating market access and the importance of seeking training. FAO writes that, quote, the testimonies from women who have overcome their diverse challenges, turning them into success stories, also showcase best practices enabling women to contribute significantly to the growth of the tea and coffee sectors, end quote. In New York, Dai Bing, China's deputy permanent representative to the UN, described tea as, quote, a vivid embodiment of the harmonious coexistence between humans and nature. Tea fields not only bring the joy of harvest to tea farmers, but also form a sustainable ecological cycle by sequestering carbon, producing oxygen, and conserving water and soil, perfectly interpreting the sustainable development concept of lucid waters and lush mountains as invaluable assets, he said. Dr. Sharon Hall, chief executive of the UK Tea and Infusions Association, closely followed the day's events. She writes, quote, I'm very optimistic about the tea industry. The global tea family came together to celebrate hashtag tea power, using this hashtag to not only highlight the health and hydration benefits of tea, but also to recognize that tea can bring people together. It's calming, and people love the great taste of tea, end quote. Hall was one of 22 women who participated in the fifth annual SOFA Summit, hosted by Tea and Herbal Association of Canada President Shabnam Weber, who posted her thanks, quote, to the phenomenal women who joined me on the virtual sofa. I am woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. Catch the replay on YouTube. China enthusiastically supported Tea Day, organizing activities in many nations. In Beijing, on Tuesday, a group of African students were invited to experience the richness of Chinese tea culture during a tasting event hosted by the China Institute for Innovation and development strategy. African youths watched Chinese traditional tea making, which was added to UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2022. Around the world, in Benin, a West African country on the coast of the Gulf of Guinea, it was African students who demonstrated their gong fu skills in a Chinese tea ceremony hosted at the Confucius Institute in Cotonou. Kenyan President William Ruto dined at the White House with political leaders during the first state visit of an African leader to the U.S. since 2008. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joined President Biden in welcoming Ruto, who was elected in 2022. He is the fifth democratically elected president in the country's 60-year-old government. Biden said he would designate Kenya a, quote, major non-NATO ally, end quote, enabling close cooperation in military pursuits and deepening cooperation on health, security, technology, and debt relief matters. Bruno is considered a reform-minded friend of the tea industry. His administration is committed to boosting global value-added tea exports, setting a goal of 60% within the next 5 years. The government has waived taxes on packaging locally produced teas and reduced to 1.5% the management fee paid by farmers to manage Kenya Tea Development Authority factories. Kenya's tea exports earnings surged by almost a third in 2023, rising to $1.24 billion, an increase of 31%. 10 countries purchased 83% of that total volume, with Pakistan, Egypt, and the UK as the top destinations. Pakistan purchased 40% of Kenya's output in 2023, an increase of 15% to $210 million. Ruto says that Kenya, the world's largest black tea exporter by volume, misses out on financial gain due to a failure to establish a premium brand. He endorsed a partnership with Lipton Teas and Infusions to supply higher quality tea leaves. Lipton buys half of its tea from Kenya and recently committed $3.43 million to help finance a tea innovation and technology academy serving the tea-growing counties. Auction prices remain low, averaging $2.24 per kilo in 2023 as output expanded. According to USDA FAS data, exports to the U.S. totaled 1.2 million kilos in 2023, down from 1.9 million kilos in 2022, and less than half of the 2.8 million kilos the U.S. imported in 2021. Kenya mainly exports black bulk tea to the U.S. Imports of other packaged tea and tea in tea bags are minimal, totaling 26,000 kilos compared to the more than 570,000 kilos in bulk imports. The value of Kenyan tea shipped to the U.S. is up by 48% year-to-date through March, compared to the same period in 2023, and the quantity of imports has increased by 72% to 596,833 kilos, compared to 346,706 kilos importing during the period January through March 2023. The five-year trend indicates overall declines in the volume and value of Kenyan tea. China-backed television and online network shared several videos this week showcasing the country's export capabilities and innovative strides in its tea industry. GlobalLink and the State Council at gov.cn aired a minute-and-a-half news report from Xinhua headlined China's Booming Tea Industry Imbued with New Momentum. In North America, China Global TV America interviewed me for a Tea Day segment in which I explained why wholesale tea prices are stagnant or declining. You can listen to it at america.cgtv.com or visit the TBiz blog. The scenic video focused on Anhui, China. Quote, "The ancient tea industry is undergoing a vibrant and innovative transformation in China," reads the caption. "China produced more tea than anywhere else worldwide in 2023. 3.55 million metric tons of it, in fact," reads the caption. "Production increased by 6.1%. Quote, "Chinese tea is a key force in the promotion of rural revitalization and domestic brands," according to the video. "China's tea industry is currently exploring ways to make the most of opportunities and the ultra-large domestic market. It has cultivated and expanded new growth areas such as tea beverages and derivatives, attracting more enterprises to compete." Zhu Li, the head of branding at Nongfu Spring Tea, shares the company's approach. Quote, "Through invigorating and upgrading the original tea gardens with technologies, we aim to boost the output of tea leaves and enhance mechanization and labor productivity," end quote, he said. "This commitment to innovation is a testament to China's drive for continuous improvement in its tea industry," reads the video caption. The caption video reports, quote, "Outstanding performance in marketing, innovation, research, and development of intelligent devices and employment, citing promising export results. Quote, foreign consumers are gradually accepting Chinese tea beverages, which were among their options for drinks, said Zhang Zhiquyang, general manager of Hongshang Green Extract Company Limited. Business Insight. Chinese tea export volume declined last year after a challenging period following the pandemic. The value of Chinese tea exports also fell to $1.74 billion, a 16.3% year-over-year decline in 2023, compared to $2.1 billion in sales recorded in 2022, according to China Customs. The domestic tea market, however, is robust. Statista estimates revenue from domestic sales in grocery and convenience stores will reach $52.5 billion in 2024, and that tea sold in restaurants will generate an additional $64.9 billion in sales to total $117 billion, which is by far the highest value tea market globally.
Produced by Atavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.